We know that after Jesus rose from the dead, he, of course, came back for another 40 days before he ascended back into heaven. And so we can kind of say in these particular time, just as we hear in the gospel today, Jesus is desiring for his disciples to connect the dots, to kind of really come to understand who he truly is as the Messiah, that he was to suffer, to die, and also to rise again, that he came and is the one who would redeem Israel, who would redeem and to save us. So for us, throughout our whole life, hopefully that there is a sense that we continue to connect the dots, that in our own faith that we come to know. The homily already over? I actually don't think the batteries got charged up enough, so I'll move back to the podium. Where was I? There we go. Thank you, Mike. So there's just a sense that for us, that we continue to connect the dots of our own faith. Sometimes we can quickly celebrate Easter, and maybe there's a sense that Easter kind of sort of comes and goes. So as we come here Sunday morning, the third Sunday of Easter, a sense that we continue to enter into Easter joy, and we continue to come to believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And so maybe just a couple of things to think about or to reflect in on. The first is, I find it kind of amazing that, or interesting, that the way that Jesus revealed himself to his disciples as he came into the upper room was through his wounds. The wounds in his hands, his feet, and in his side. Kind of interesting. Maybe you could think that Jesus could have told them some of the parables that he had told. Maybe he could have shared or revealed and reminded them of his particular miracles that he had done. There's many particular things that I'm sure Jesus could have told them individually about themselves. It seems the quickest way that Jesus reveals himself to his disciples is by showing them his wounds, helping them to recognize that it is truly him, that he had been crucified, but yet he is alive and he is there present to them. And the second is that he also asks for some food, to share a meal to them. And this is very important for us as well, right? Because we too, just as I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, we take a moment to call to mind our own sinfulness, our own wounds, asking the Lord to come into these particular places in our own life. And also too, here in a few minutes, we will enter into a meal as well, that we too will eat the food that Jesus gives to us, which is himself, his own body and his own blood. That in these two particular ways, we come to truly believe that it is the Lord and that he is here in our presence and that he is alive in our own hearts. So Jesus is a God of action, right? He healed many people. He multiplied loaves and fishes. He forgave sins, healed, binded up. So for us too, recognizing, just as we hear in that second reading, that it is through our own life, and particularly following the commandments, particularly continuing to live out our faith, that others are able to see that we are Christian, that we are followers of Christ, and that he is alive in our own hearts, in our own life, that other people may also come to see and believe, right? Now, maybe I'm not necessarily asking you as you leave Mass to go tell everybody what your sins are, what your wounds are, but what I do hope and I do pray is that you're able to recognize that by revealing your own wounds and brokenness to God, that you have received healing. And that you can recognize that you can tell somebody else who is also hurting or troubling. I'm pretty sure people whom are your friends, people whom you work with, maybe other students, roommates, many times we share what we're struggling with, what is troubling our own heart, that you can recognize, hey, I know a place, I know a guy, I know a God who can restore you, who can bring healing to your own heart and to your own life, right? And other people who may be troubled, who maybe are hungry, who are seeking or longing for something, that you too can say, hey, I am fed every Sunday by God's word, by his body and his blood. I have a place that you too can also come and to be fed. That in some sense, through our own experience with Christ, we can lead others to come to know him as well. Right? The disciples, as they were in that upper room, Jesus said to them, that thicker line, why are you troubled? He could tell, of course, that there was misunderstanding, that there was uncertainty, that they were maybe struggling. Any of us, I think, maybe are troubled by particular things. Maybe some of you getting ready for finals, maybe haven't necessarily studied as much as you should have. There's still an opportunity, right? This is usually about the time I would start studying, 2 weeks before finals. Maybe you're troubled in some sense with the particular things that are taking place in our world and society, especially particular shootings. It seems like every morning I look in the paper, hear the news, it seems to be another incident that has taken place, even the one that took place here in the Bryan College Station area just a couple of weeks ago. Sense of all the unrest, it seems, with particular racisms and what side do we stand on? Who do we stand with? Dignity of a person, political parties. Where do we stand? Seems to be, in some sense, too much violence in and throughout our world as well. So many different things that maybe are troubling our own hearts, troubling our own minds. Maybe what's going to happen after I graduate? What vocation is God calling to me? Am I ever going to find a spouse? Am I ever going to find the right vocation? Particular things may be troubling our own heart, particular things that we are struggling with. Where do we go with those particular things, right? Where do we bring our troubles? Maybe the realization that Jesus is able to come into those troubles, and that's exactly what he quickly wants to bring healing or certainty or a sense of calm and peace in those particular areas. So for us, as we continue to journey through this season of Easter, just encouragement that I hope particular dots are connected for you, that you come to believe that Jesus has risen from the dead, that he reveals himself through his own wounds, and that he wants to know your wounds and what troubles your own heart, and he wants to bring rest and peace to you. Not necessarily that, in some sense, the world might be fixed, but I think the more important part is the realization that we, in some sense, ourselves are made whole, right? I think that one of the most attracting things to me is somebody else who knows who they are, someone else who is at peace in their own faith, secure in their belief in God. That's why I think the saints are so appealing to us in our church, right? That in some sense they withstood martyrdom. They withstood persecution. They withstood so many different things, and yet they stayed faithful. They rested in God and his love for them. And they are, in some sense, reminders to us. And they give us courage and strength that we too can rest in God, even in the midst of the turmoil of the world that we live in, even at times that our hearts are troubled. And we would call this, by one simple word, a sense of love. This is really what love is, that our Heavenly Father gave himself up for us, to destroy sin and death and everything that keeps us from him. Beautiful act of love that reunites, connects us to him. It reminds us of our youthfulness, especially of our youthful joy. Hopefully you remember a time, maybe it was a long time ago, maybe when there was a sense of a complete trust in your parents, maybe a complete trust and a carefree sense that maybe in some sense we weren't so worried about everything else that was around us. And even, too, in the opening prayer that I read today, even you listen to the collects and the prayer over the offerings and the prayer at the end of Mass, they're very much focused on this sense of coming to recognize a time in our own life where there is and was peace and calm, when there was a complete trust in God and that all was going to be okay. So let the Lord come into the troubledness of your own life. Do not be afraid to reveal your own wounds and your own struggles to him. Let him bring healing and let him feed you.
Thank you for listening to Aggie Catholic Homilies. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out our sister podcast, Aggie Catholic Talks, to hear talks from Magnify, Catholicism 101, and more. Thanks, God bless, and gig 'em.